setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you can do it, where you want to do it, and then how to get there. How to make the dream job a reality. Does the dream job matter? Yeah. Because your dream is not all about you. It inevitably is connected to your contribution, making the world a better place, and you realizing that. And so we're teaching a pursuit of significance, making a difference, making your unique contribution. And when you do that, success follows. Success is a byproduct of a pursuit to significance. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. That's how you jump in on the line. And Kimberly is going to start us off in Dallas, Texas. Kimberly, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
Yes, I completed my MBA in 2018 and wanted to transition into the learning and development field, which I was able to do last year. I've got a position as a training coordinator, but now I'm looking to move to that next level, and it seems like every position that I'm looking at is still entry-level roles, and I'm just trying to decide what that next step is and how to parlay myself into that next step.
Okay. So is there another, and I just don't know this field as well, so is there another way to get to the position you want without taking that entry-level role? Is there evidence?
That's what I'm trying to find out now. I'm looking more into the learning management system administrator role to work more behind the scenes with dealing with data and the databases and stuff like that.
So okay. Well, so that's where I start, right? And I think you've got to, I wish I had a clearer answer. I just don't know the field well enough to be able to give you this very specific answer, but let's compare it to a ladder. Okay.
Okay.
And so the position you ultimately want is what? Say that again so I understand it.
Okay. The learning management system administrator.
Okay. Learning management system administrator. Okay. So that, let's just picture that on a ladder somewhere. That's one rung. Okay. How many rungs are you below that?
I think I'm just one rung below that.
All right, so that's what we've got to figure out. And so the question becomes, is there a known, proven way to get into that position without having to take an entry level somewhere else? Sometimes there is, and I would tell you that without, again, knowing that specific position very well, I always believe in the power of relationships. That's why I wrote the book, The Proximity Principle. I wanted everybody to know that if you don't know the path, you'll figure out the path. And the path isn't as difficult as it seems when you make it about the right people in the right places. And if Kimberly gets around the right people and she puts herself in the right places, it's only a matter of time before that opportunity seeks you out, shows up on your door and knocks. So what we have to figure out, though, is can relationships leapfrog you? If they can, which I believe there's at least a chance, wouldn't you say that's true?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, good. So I go that route first. Let's work the proximity principle. Let's work the relationships in order to do what Kimberly wants to do. She's got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. You know what to do with that, don't you?
True, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a copy of my book if you don't have it. Do you have it?
No, I don't.
We got to get more people buying my book, Kimberly. You know what I'm saying? It's already a bestseller, but there's a reason why I wrote it. This is the secret sauce. This is how you get where you want to go. It's specific people that I write about in the book and specific places. I'm going to give it to you, okay? And I want you to read it.
Thank you.
Do it. But so that would be the approach. Let's work the proximity principle and not settle or not feel like we have to take an entry-level position. Now, if we were to find out that the only way to climb to that rung is an entry-level position somewhere else, then that's one of those situations in life where I say, yeah, it's okay to go backward in order to go forward. But we're going to make financial plans around that. Mm-hmm. We're not just going to jump into that willy-nilly and hurt ourselves financially. But I don't think that's the case for you. But I'm giving the audience the entire picture. But I think you use the proximity principle, the actual book itself, and then practice the proximity principle. Because here's what I could tell you, folks. If Kimberly gets really serious about identifying people that are doing the work that she wants to do, okay, in Dallas or maybe even around the country if she's willing to move, and if she gets very serious about getting in places where she's going to run into people who work at those companies that have those positions, or she starts hanging out with a group of people that are in that field online, maybe she connects with them on LinkedIn, and maybe that turns into a handwritten note. Maybe that turns into a phone call or a Zoom call. Maybe there's a community online. I don't know. But this intentionality, folks, is where opportunities present themselves. You got to put yourself around the right people and in the right places. And you know what, Madison and Joe, we're getting more and more people calling, which is great, and the audience is growing. We're hitting record numbers on the podcast. I'm giving away a lot of books, Joe. You know, and people, listen, folks, this isn't a commercial to sell books. I actually wrote this book, The Proximity Principle, because the idea took off on this radio program. I need to teach on it again pretty soon. I feel like I need to do that for those of you that are new to the podcast. Go to my website if you want to learn more about it, kencoleman.com. We got all three formats that you can get. So basically three books for the price of one, $25. Folks, I detail out how to get where you want to go. That's what the book is, the proven plan that will lead to the career you love. Now, that's for those of you who know what it is. But let's give Kimberly a copy, Madison, whatever copy she wants, whatever format she wants. That's my gift to you. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Hickory, North Carolina, where Jake is on the line. Jake, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, how are you doing, Ken?
I'm living the dream, Jake. What's up?
Hey, just a quick question for you. I'm looking for any recommendations you might have on any type of online remote jobs I can do while on the road. I'm actually a pilot with the airlines, and obviously due to COVID, had a pretty reduced amount of hours flying. So just kind of looking for some extra income and seeing if you had any recommendations.
Yeah, I mean, I would, but I want to talk about how to come up with the list of recommendations. So really, at this point, this is just about extra money in this season. Yeah. So I would focus on the first of the three indicators you hear me talk to people about on the program, which is what do you do best? Your talent. Right now, since we're looking for some opportunities to make some money online while you're in hotels or, you know, in between flights, I would make the list of the things you do best. What are your top skills that are transferable to the workplace, right? So if you were to say, well, let's ask you, we only got about 40 seconds. So give me your top two or three skills.
Well, I'm definitely a self-starter. I've always, you know, tried to do stuff on my own, been trying to do like, you know, start my own business, that type of thing. But I mean,
details, yeah. give me details on your top skills. Like, are you good with computers? I mean, give me something like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty decent with computers. I've been looking into bookkeeping, but I just didn't know too much about it.
Doesn't matter. If you're good with numbers and you're organized, you just need to do your homework on there and put yourself out there as a contract bookkeeper. But that's the exercise right there. What are some other things besides bookkeeping that you know you can actually do well? You've got the skill set, you're detailed, your administrative type things. You can do that for small business. Make a list and look who's asking for that service. Ken Coleman here with my wife, Stacy. Studies show that smiling improves your physical and emotional health.
That's why we love the Burst Sonic toothbrush.
The unique soft charcoal bristles powerfully remove plaque-causing bacteria.
I really love the three modes, whitening, sensitive, and massage, and they look fantastic on our counter.
Burst Smart and Affordable Replacement Head Subscription is just $6 every 90 days. So visit burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show, helping you answer one of the biggest questions that anybody asks, and that is, why am I here? on this earth? What should I do with my life? Well, we're going to talk about the work aspect of it. This isn't the only side of things that you should focus on, but certainly the work side is a big deal because you spend a lot of time at work. But what if you actually realize that you were created to work, created to contribute? Parents, this is a big deal for you to get personally, but also teach your kids, hey, there's purpose in your work. It's not just a J-O-B. We've got a great resource for teens. So you grandparents and parents, listen up. It's called Foundations in Career Readiness. And this is going to help your young people land their first job in the real world and eventually step into a career they love. It's made for kids 13 and 19. It's all online. All they need is a computer, tablet, or internet access. It's only $29.99, $30. KenColeman.com/store to get the Foundations in Career Readiness. I teach all this content. I created all this content. Comes right here from the show. But it is designed for the young person in your life. And now, more than ever, they need this. Foundations in Career Readiness, $29.99, KenColeman.com. 844-747-2577 is the number, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Chicago, Illinois. Steve joins us there. Steve, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you? Thanks so much for taking my call.
Steve, I'm living the dream. What's going on?
Excellent. Ken, I've listened to you for a couple of months now. I listen on the podcast.
Thank you.
And I'm a retired firefighter, 31 years as a firefighter paramedic. I truly believe that that was my passion and my sweet spot. But now I'm young, still need to work, still want to have meaningful, purposeful work. And I don't know how to find my next passion, if you will.
Yeah. Okay. Great. I love this. First of all, thank you for your service to give of yourself, to put your life on the line, to help save lives as a frontline worker. That's just fantastic. So thank you so much for who you are and what you've done.
Thanks for those words, Ken.
I think the answer lies within what you've done. I mean, I understand why you retired, but if you go back and just in the 30, 40 second setup you gave us all, I think you're passionate mm-hmm. about giving people care. Caregiving, mm-hmm. serving, I would say that type of work, and I'm using that as let's call it a 30,000 foot view. If you're doing work that is serving others, if you're doing work that is protecting others, if you're doing work that is of a caregiving nature, that's mm-hmm. your jam. That's mm-hmm. your passion. Am I right or am I wrong?
You are 100% right.
All right, so we walk through this. So I started with passion first because it was so obvious. But we look at talent, you know, what you do best. So what mm-hmm. are your top three or four talents, whether they be abilities or quality? So soft skills or hard skills, what would you say your top three or four?
I would say that I am an excellent communicator.
Mm-hmm.
I can assess and solve problems quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I care for people. I have a lot of integrity, and I really have a servant's heart, I think.
Yeah, no question. So that's a wonderful little list there. And so now so that's what you do best. We already know what work you love to do most. I described it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll say it again for everybody following at home. Okay, caregiving, serving, protecting. Okay, those are the words we chose. But also, based on what your top talents are, you also love the work of communicating. You also love the work of solving. That's a part of that list. Those cross over, right?
Yes.
All right, so let's look at the final indicator. First, folks, we looked at, we went out of order. So we're looking at what he does best. That's his talent. What work he loves to do, that's passion. Now we look at mission, the results of the work that matter. So if you're communicating, solving, serving, caregiving, protecting, who are the people you most want to do that work for? And it begs the question, is it not the same people you've been doing it for 30 plus years? It's just maybe now you've retired from one organization, if we want to call it that. Is it the same group of people? That's the question. Or is it a different group of people?
I think it's the same group of people. You know, I've spent some time since I retired working in a hospital,
mm-hmm.
Which I enjoyed, but still, again, was not my was not my passion.
Why? But let's identify that. What was it? Were you serving? Because this is an exploding field, healthcare mm-hmm. workers. So you're helping the actual doctors and nurses. So it's a support role. Is that what you were doing?
Yes.
So why wasn't it? Why weren't you passionate about it? Let's detail that.
I think because you hit it on the head, and this may sound arrogant of me, and I don't mean it.
It won't.
But I like to be in charge.
Yeah.
Like to do things my way. And in a good way, not in a bad way.
I get it. I totally get it.
And at my age, you know, starting over again at the bottom of the barrel just wasn't, I did it for a couple of years, it just wasn't for me.
No. You know? So, but here's the deal. Your words, not mine. I agreed with you, but you're young. 52 is young. However, even though you're young, you're seasoned. You got a lot of experience. And you were a leader in the fire department, I'm guessing?
I was.
You're telling me that's not very credible? You're telling me that's not transferable? And of course not.
It is. I've struggled with how to do that, but yes, it is.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, so are you going to go work for a private sector, or are you going to get back into government? You going to get back into, you know, would you re-enter in a different area of focus where essentially you are protecting and serving the general public? You know, do you want to lead a team of, I mean, it could be anything. What are the private organizations that are giving healthcare services, or what are the private organizations that are providing protective services? I think for you, you want to lead a team that is offering protective or health or caregiving services. I just think all you need to know is that the team you're leading is protecting and serving. I think that's as simple as it can be. Am I right? If I'm off on that, that's okay. Tell me.
Ken, you're very insightful and always sage advice. You're 100% right.
Yeah, so this isn't difficult. This is just you doing good old-fashioned looking around. Get your head on a swivel in Chicago. Let's look at the private sector and let's look at the public sector. And who's hiring a leadership management role that's leading a team that is either protecting or serving in some form or fashion? And that could be all over the place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could go lead a team that's providing private security.
Yes.
You could lead a team for an organization that is providing in-home healthcare services. I don't know.
Yeah.
Leadership is leadership, and you happen to have a particular expertise in protecting and serving the general public, and I think that makes you a very attractive candidate. You understand trauma. You understand policy, procedure, handling things the right way, protecting people above all. I mean, all of that training makes you tremendously valuable. So this has been fun because you're thinking too hard.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to say you're a rock star, that you have a lot to offer. So I think we've summed up what you need to be doing. Now the only issue is where. You already know the what and the why, and you know the how. It's just the where. And I would get your chin up a little bit and go, at 52, I've got a killer resume for the kind of work I want to do. And be proud of that. Use the proximity principle. Do you have a copy of my book?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Golly, we got to do better at this. Several callers in a row. Hey, I'm going to give it to you because it's going to really encourage you. It's going to tell you exactly how to find these opportunities and how to get the opportunities offered to you. It's called the proximity principle. In order to do what Steve wants to do, he's got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. That's pretty simple, isn't it, Steve?
It is, and thank you very much
for that. You bet. Read the book and do it. There are five people and five places, and then the back section is practices. What to do when you're around those right people. What to do when you're in those right places to get opportunities to show up and knock on your door. It's called the Proximity Principle. Get it at kencoleman.com. Folks, the unemployment rate has skyrocketed, and because of that, the job market is more competitive now than ever before. If you've been laid off or you're just looking for a change, it's important that you're taking advantage of every tool out there to help you stand out in the hiring process. That's why I'm so excited to announce that my Get Hired digital course is on sale now. This is an online course with over an hour worth of video lessons that will walk you through how to stand out from the competition in your job search. We'll talk resumes, cover letters, preparing for interviews, and so much more. Plus, you'll get immediate access to my resume, how to win the interview, and how to follow up after the interview, plus career clarity. All of these are our Get Hired guides. All you need is a computer, tablet, or phone to watch, and you'll have access to unlimited replays of each lesson. If you're going to be looking for a job, you must do everything in your power to prepare, and this course will help you do just that. Go to kencoleman.com to buy the Get Hired digital course today. That's kencoleman.com. Helping you get clear so that you can get confident and step out to be who you were created to be in and through your work, helping you reclaim Mondays. This is the Ken Coleman Show, 844-747-2577. I'm coming to you live from our Nashville studios. Oh, who wants to get in on the conversation today? 844-747-2577. Batesville, Indiana is where we go next. Jacob is there. Jacob, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Jacob.
I listen to your show all the time.
Thank you, brother.
Just wanted to ask you, when should I really expect to start a real video business? I just graduated high school and been doing freelance videography for about 4 years now, and just kind of want an insight on how much experience I need to actually get to a point where I could start a video business and it be running well.
Yeah, I think you're already there, because I'm not trying to play semantics with you and be cute, but the fact that you've been freelancing for 4 years says you already have a videography business. Am I right?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, that's true.
So what's the more specific question? Is it how to make it like your full-time gig?
Yeah, it's more like I don't know what I want to do in the next 10 years and what direction I want to go. If it's really like working for other people and gaining more experience under someone else's belt, or if it's like starting the business and having employees work under me and stuff like that, and working directly with clients. And
yeah, well, I guess I'm just unsure.
And
yeah, I get it.
What direction to go towards?
Yeah, I get it. I don't think you're unsure though. I think you're more worried that if you decide,
yeah,
I'm gonna go do my thing, is that the best decision? Because I think that's what your heart is telling you. Is that true or false?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's just have a fun little exercise. 10 years from now, fast forward, you cannot fail. Everything you want happens. What are you doing? Come on. Have fun with this. Don't worry about how you'll get there. I mean, dream a little bit. Are you running your own videography business? You've got a small boutique business. You have a lot of financial freedom. You're doing these kind of projects. I mean, come on, dream.
Yeah, it's probably making videos that I enjoy with a small team that I enjoy working with.
Mm-hmm. And you're the boss. You work for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just worried that I don't know exactly when to start that,
or well, but
it's
again,
a good idea to even start it now, or if I need more experience, and I guess I'm just worried about that.
Yeah,
part.
But listen, you've already started, because you're essentially a contracted guy out. You're contracted anyway, correct?
Yeah.
So are you in a 6-month contract with multiple people? Or are you in a 12-month with just one? What's your employment history look like with this?
It's doing editing videos for other videographers and in touch with brides and everything, and making videos for them. So it's kind of like I'm not really anyone right now, but
right. But the point is,
if I were to go in the contract with someone and we have to sign like a non-compete, then I don't want that to be like an issue with
exactly.
The business. And I guess that's what I'm worried about if I go.
Yeah. No, I think that right now you're a freelancer anyway. And so I think that you plan, and this could be 3 months, 6 months, but I think over the next 3 to 6 months, you start making some really serious connections with the existing people you already work with and go, hey, I'm thinking about doing more of this on my own. I don't know that there's a big difference between somebody contracting you. Company XYZ is already contracting you to do editing, correct?
Yeah.
What's the difference between them contracting you and contracting Jacob Videos Inc.?
Yeah, that's true.
I know.
Yeah.
I think you've already started a company. So here's what I want you to do. Before the sun goes down tonight, I want you to come up with three or four potential names for your company if you haven't already. And if you've already done it, great. So start thinking about, okay, what am I going to do? What's my website? What's my social media handle going to be? And I want you to start going, okay, how many different projects do I have? If I was going to create a portfolio online and on social media, how much stuff, video stuff, do I have that I would be proud to put out there, let everybody see? Start thinking through all that. That's going to get your juices going. And so then you need to launch a company. Just launch it.
Okay.
And now going forward, they're cutting you checks to your name right now, I'm guessing. Your first name, last name, 1099. So from now on, it goes to Jacob Video Inc., which is the worst name ever, and that's not what you're going to use. Right?
Yeah.
Do you see the difference?
Yeah.
They're just going to write the checks to your company. Now you're up and running. And and then you're just going to hustle and do whatever it takes. But you've already got a business. You're just not treating it like a business. You are the business. And the more work you get, Jacob Videos Inc., the more revenue you'll bring in. I want you to stack up a ton of money so that when you have to hire, you get to the point where the workload's there, where you got to hire somebody. You got some insurance in the bank for you, you know. But the jobs will need to pay for themselves. Here's what I mean by that. When it's time to hire somebody, the job's got to pay for itself. That means it pays for whatever work needs to be done, equipment-wise or whatever, and then it pays for that employee that you're hiring. And you can hire those people via contract until you get to the point where you feel like you can do hourly. But you're just going to use your relationships and experience that you've already had for 4 years. I think you're capable of doing it all right now. I think you feel confident you can shoot it, edit it, compile it, and deliver it. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right. I guess it's just, I didn't know if that was like something to do like right out of high school and stuff. And I didn't know that like.
Nobody cares about how old you are.
Experience.
Nobody cares how old you are. You've got 4 years experience. That's impressive. Nobody cares that you're 19 or 18 or however old you are. Nobody cares. They care about your ability to deliver the goods. Do you have a nice portfolio of videos that you could cut together and put out a sizzle reel and people go, whoa, that's good work?
Yeah.
Then do that.
Yeah, I do.
Do it.
Okay.
Get it all over social media. Come up with a name. So I've already given you what to do. You just need to do this, man, and stop thinking.
Yeah.
Stop overthinking. More and
that's
more
what other people have told me too is that
good.
I just
do you know, can I tell you what 30 and 40 year old people think about? How old are you?
18.
You're 18. Do you know? Okay, so I'm 46. So let's just take you to real conversations that 46 year old people have. My wife and I sitting around talking with other people our age, and if we start talking about how your generation is so tech savvy and how you guys understand apps and you guys shoot these amazing videos and the stuff you guys can do. When we talk about you all, do you know that we actually think you all are crazy talented? So an 18-year-old who's really done some good video work, and I see the video work first, and then I find out later that he's 18, do you know that the average 46-year-old won't be deterred, won't be discouraged, won't be bothered by that at all? Do you understand that? I don't think you do.
I do.
Yeah, like we think you guys are wildly talented and much better because you've grown up in a world that we didn't grow up in. What you guys can do on a smartphone blows the mind. So be proud of being 18. Be proud of the work you've done for 4 years. Start knocking on doors. Start connecting with every adult you know after you've launched the company name. After you've got the website kind of up and going, just a sizzle reel or two, get all your social media up, start posting your work, start doing stuff for free for people. Say, hey, I'll do this for free for you one time so you can see the work I do. Go nuts and build that business. You hear me? Because you're going to be a millionaire.
Okay.
You're going to be a millionaire. And you hire only when you need to hire. And you make sure that, that again, the job takes care of that work. So you're already working for yourself, young man, and you're doing a darn good job, I can tell. But all that stuff I told you to do, you got 48 hours to get the social media accounts up, get yourself one of those cheap websites, create a template, get your work out there, and start telling everybody. Start showing your work. In fact, I want you to buy a book by Austin Kleon. It's entitled Show Your Work. Buy it. You can read it in 10 minutes. Read it and do it. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. The Ken Coleman Show continues to take your calls to help you get clear so you can get confident to step out on the path of your purpose, have the courage to stay there when life throws its curveballs, and it will. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina, where Tabitha joins us. Tabitha, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thank you, Ken.
You bet. How can I help?
So, Ken, I have a question. I have a job offer, and I can't decide what to do. My heart says take it. My mind, my brain says no. So, anyway, right now I'm working a job that I'm making $14,000 a month. The new job is $120 a year. It's completely different, something that I've never done. It's in management.
Okay.
In terms of longevity, the new position is better.
In terms of what? In terms of what?
Like looking into the future. Like there is advancement. Yeah.
Okay.
The current job I'm working, pay is inflated because of the COVID. But if I work the current job that I'm working right now, we'll get out of debt in like 6 months. If I take a new position, it's going to take another 6 months or a year.
Okay.
I think my heart says take it. My brain is doing the math, and I just can't figure it out.
Okay. So you, if I understood you, your brain and heart are kind of having a wrestling match, correct?
Yes.
Which way is your heart telling you to go?
My heart is saying take that new position because it's going to be at least 40 to 50% work from home. Right now I'm commuting 100%.
Well, that's a big deal. And how much, what's the financial difference? Because you're going to make about $120,000 a year in the new job. What are you currently making?
$14,000 a month net.
Oh, $14,000. Oh, so it would be a pay cut.
It would be 50% pay cut. But I'm only making that because of crisis pay.
Right, and so that eventually will end anyway, correct?
Yeah, so that will run out at some point.
Yeah, and we're talking about if you take the new job, it's not just that you get to work from home. Sounded to me like it's the work you kind of want to do and gives you a lot of great options for the future as well.
Yes.
And would that mean also a chance to make even more money in the future?
I guess I'm worried because I've never done this. And I like a challenge. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, you've got what it takes. I get that you're nervous about taking a management position because you've never led before, but you've had to follow other managers, haven't you?
Yes.
What if you wrote down one day? In fact, I'm going to tell you to do this. I want you to write down all the good things that good managers do, because you've worked for people where they've done good things before. Write those down. Then write down all the bad things that your previous managers have done. Now you got yourself a list of things that you need to do every day and a list of things you need to avoid every day. Doesn't that sound pretty simple? But isn't it that simple? You just got to lead people, serve people, love people. What do you think a good manager is? And just relate it back to your past experience. Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. If you take the new job, it's going to make your home life better and it gives you better prospects in the future. The only downside is you're going to go from 14 net to, you know, after you get paid the 10 grand a month gross, it is going to be a 50% pay cut. But that's going to affect your ability to pay off the debt as quickly as you wanted to. But is that going to hurt you all financially beyond that?
No.
No?
No, it will not.
Then I'd take it. Because you're only talking about a 6-month difference. And what you're doing is think about how much better your life is. Because it's a lot better, isn't it?
That's true.
Yeah. I take the new job and do a great job with it. You're going to eventually make the same amount of money you're making now. This additional pay, it's hard to say no to that. But if you pass on this opportunity, the question is, could you find another opportunity that's similar? And that's really the ultimate question that only you can answer. If you don't think you can find it anytime soon, then I'd take it now and don't look back. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So how do you answer the question, what am I supposed to do with my life? What's my contribution? Well, we look at three basic indicators. Number one, what you do best, that's your talent. Number two, the work you love to do, just the task, the function, the role itself. You love it. You look forward to it. You lose track of time. That's high emotion, high devotion. That's passion. And then finally, we know that all work creates a result. So what are the results of that work that you love? Make your heart sing. That's mission. Talent, passion, mission. Here's how that works. You use what you do best, talent, to do work you love to do, passion, to produce results that matter to you, mission. If you want to get started on this, we have a free resource that'll walk you through what I do on the air with callers. It's called the Career Clarity Guide. It walks through those three indicators. You can take your time with it. You can spend weeks with it or an hour or 20 minutes. It's all up to you. It's free. It's essentially a worksheet. It's called the Career Clarity Guide. Tens and tens of thousands of people have jumped all over this free resource at kencoleman.com. Go get it, kencoleman.com/clarity, or it's in our resources, on our resources page. And also, speaking of free stuff, our official Ken Coleman community on Facebook is going bananas, people joining every day. These are men and women who are on the path to the dream job. They encourage each other. They listen to the show, of course, but then they answer each other's questions. They give each other resources. They help each other get jobs. I mean, it's all kinds of wonderfulness. If you're on Facebook and you need some positivity that'll get you on purpose instead of looking at cat videos and political statements and all the things that are on Facebook, search the official Ken Coleman community and click join. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. 77 is the number. Let's go to Houston, Texas, where Charles is on the line. Charles, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Mr. Coleman, thank you for having me. And yes, hello from beautiful Houston, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Today we actually got a little bit of fog, but normally it's beautiful.
Yes.
Ken, I have a question for you. So I'm a 33-year-old. I own my own business. I'm an attorney. I love what I do. I love the way my business is set up. However, I have had my own business since 2017, and I've all grown it up on my own with marketing, advertising, all that. Mm-hmm. And I have a nice problem to have right now. I'm getting approximately between 120 to 150 leads a month. Given that COVID happened and I can't meet clients in my office anymore, we're doing phone calls, consultations. But I'm at the dilemma or the fork in the road that do I charge for a consultation or do I do it for free? And then have my complete days booked up with all these calls. For the most time, I had been doing it free, given that COVID happened. But now it's to the point where there's just too many people calling who want free consultation. So this past month, I implemented a $50 consultation fee. And I have noticed the amount of people that scheduled drop down significantly. So I'm in that fork in the road, Ken.
Well, so pretty simple process for me. Do those free consultations have a nice percentage of ROI that turn into paid clients?
More so than when I do. So, okay, rough numbers. Let's just use 100. 100 leads a month. I used to get maybe 80% of them to schedule when it was free. Of those 80, maybe 15% of them would convert into actual clients.
Is that a good number?
Last month, that is a good number. Yes, sir, it is.
Well, so then I would stay with the free consultations, because when you, all that dropped when you started charging for it. But the reason people were coming to you was because it was free. And that's how you were able to get the leads, which would then have a nice conversion rate of 15%, which is how your business has grown so quickly. So you shot yourself in the foot because you're like, oh, I've created too much demand. So what you need to do is you need to go back and start advertising, doing everything you were doing before, and it's a free consultation. What you have to do then is you're going to have to say, do I have enough savings, or what we call retained earnings in a business context, or do I believe that I'm going to continue at that 15% conversion rate? And so if I hire a young lawyer straight out of law school, somebody who's just dying to work, and right now because of COVID, maybe they're having a hard time, I go get myself a young lawyer who's going to come in and take the bulk, if not the bulk, take all of those. And I'm going to train them in the early days how to convert those. And so I'll give them a piece of the action as well. But I'm going to bring in more clients, it means I need another lawyer. So you're at the place where you're ready to hire somebody, is what I believe. That's the answer going forward.
A quick question I have. So luckily, the type of law I do, a lot of it's administrative. So I do have a paralegal that handles the bulk of the work, which is a very nice process I have. Oh,
it's even
fantastic.
Better. Oh, listen. So everything I just said, except instead of hiring a lawyer, you're going to hire another paralegal.
Okay, I could definitely work down that plan. My question is, though, then how do I prevent, though, having my entire afternoon booked with phone calls that some may convert? Because a lot of times,
no, you're not. You're not. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. You got to train somebody else to do those phone calls. Somebody who has enough of a legal understanding, and also the ability to, you will train them how to do what you do. Let me put it this way. Minus the legal knowledge that I just don't have because I've not gone to law school, is it presumable
anyone
that you
can
could
do it?
That's what I thought. So okay. you know what you need to do? You need to reproduce yourself, and you need to write a training manual out. What do you do on every one of those phone calls that must be replicated? Gosh, I should be charging you right now, because you're about ready to make a lot of money off of what I'm about ready to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, come to Houston and we can celebrate.
You know, I'll just put a check in the mail and, you know, whatever you feel led to do, I'll take it. No, I'm joking. But here's the deal. Here's the question you must answer. What do I do in these phone calls procedurally? What questions am I asking? What answers am I trying to get? And so I need to write that down. Here are the questions I ask. Here's where I go. Here's what we're looking for. Here's some qualifiers that say, yep, this is worth us investing time. If I hear this or this, it's a red flag. If there's this, after that follow-up, it's an absolute hang up the phone and we got more people to talk to. Create a training manual and you train somebody sharp to come in and do that. Whether it's another paralegal, existing paralegal, or new paralegal, whatever. And so all you're doing is reproducing yourself so that you aren't on the phone all afternoon. You're doing business, man. Like, once these leads are qualified, you're doing the legal side. And even that you're not doing. You got a paralegal doing most of it. So you are leading and overseeing, training and overseeing. This is a game changer for you, man. I just doubled your income, by the way. I'm not even exaggerating. You got to transfer what's in your head.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'll marinate on that.
Yeah, you got this, dude.
And then in the X amount of months, I'll call you and I'll let you know how it goes, yeah?
Yeah, next time I'm in Houston... Give me a Tex-Mex dinner or steak on me. But I'm proud of you for asking this question. This is leadership 101. You have to reproduce yourself, because you don't need to be the one doing all these phone calls. You need to be training, guiding, leading the business. Coming up with you've done everything right. keep doing what you've been doing, and now it's time for you to let go and replicate and delegate. And so you're on your way, dude. You got work to do, but there's no question in my mind you can come up with that training manual. There's no question in my mind that you can actually train those people to do that. And that's the game changer. And by the way, folks, that's leadership, replacing yourself. That's what most leaders don't realize, is that really effective leadership is getting out of things that you have to do and only do things that you want to do. And the things that you had to do in the past, you've trained somebody. You've raised somebody up to do that. And that's where we go from profitability to scalability to long-term sustainability. Oh boy, Joe, I'm telling you, I made a bunch of people money. I'm telling you, I can't even believe people get this for free. It's unbelievable. I should charge for that, folks. That's how you grow a business. That's the key to long-term viability and sustainability right there. And so get after it. You got this, young man. Well, my time is almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Ramsey Call of the Day.
The Ramsey Call of the Day is a quick daily dose of advice on life and money, featuring callers from The Dave Ramsey Show. Hear from me, Dave Ramsey, as well as the other Ramsey personalities. We're here to give you hope and guidance in the areas of money, career, relationships, and more in under 10 minutes.
Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts or download our Ramsey Network app.